From the banks of the Colorado River in Lake Mead to the homes and businesses in Southern Nevada, welcome to Water Smarts, the podcast pumping from the heart of Las Vegas, where we engage with the experts who keep the water flowing throughout Southern Nevada. I'm Bronson Mack.
And I'm Crystal Zelke. From how we treat it, deliver it, use it, protect it, and conserve it, the Water Smarts podcast is all about water in Southern Nevada. We hope to make you a little smarter about the one thing that keeps us all connected, water.
Hey, Crystal, how are you today?
I'm pretty good, Bronson. Trying to get through these allergies, the wind, the changing season. We're in summer now, you know, it's about to get super uber hot. We've been doing this for almost three summers now, and I think every summer I talk about how much I hate summer.
I know, and you're raised here in Las Vegas. This has been your home, and you don't like summer. Meanwhile, for me, I'm like, oh, finally, I have a place where I can go and warm up because I get so cold in the air-conditioned environments that we have here. So I'm a summer guy, even though I'm a sunburn guy, like most likely to sunburn out of anybody that is outside. So that's my only gripe that I have with summer. But you do bring up a good point when you talk about summer. First of all, summer watering, right? So you can water any day of the week except Sunday and not between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. And let me ask you this, Crystal, do you need to water every day in summer, especially at the beginning of summer?
Absolutely not, for a couple of reasons. One, it's just not that hot yet. Save those extra watering days for July and August when we're really in the thick of it. But also for water district customers, especially, we have the excessive use charge now. And you just want to be careful as we're going into the different seasons where there's different thresholds for the season. And you don't want to water too much too quickly in summer and get hit by that on your bill. So really just tweak, add a day, see how your landscape's doing, and just kind of wait it out.
You know, I'm actually glad you brought up that excessive use charge. The Las Vegas Valley Water District implemented that excessive use charge at the beginning of this year. It's summertime. So the monthly water use threshold is 28,000 gallons a month. If you exceed 28,000 gallons, you're going to be paying an additional $9 per 1,000 gallons beyond that 28,000. So that really is baked into your outdoor water use. For the vast majority of residential homeowners and tenants, indoor water use, pretty much regardless of how many people you have in the house, is roughly 4,000 to 5,000 gallons a month. That's that first tier. That's the most affordable water that you pay for. And then everything beyond that first tier is going to be your outdoor water use.
You know, you just made a good point about the indoor water use. And just as a reminder to everybody, your indoor water gets recycled here. We can put that back into Lake Mead and use it again, but it's the outdoor water. And so this is why we focus so much on outdoor water conservation. And today we'll be talking about that with the city of Henderson and how we can all follow their lead to make some changes outdoors to conserve water.
What a great segue, Crystal, because today, just like you said, we're going to be talking about what the city of Henderson is doing to save water at its parks and at its athletic fields. We have Preston Goodman, the municipal forester for the city of Henderson. Preston, welcome to the Water Smarts podcast.
Thanks, Bronson. I'm glad to be here. Looking forward to it.
Well, we are really glad to have you here. We love talking about trees. We know you are an expert, but before we get into this, I just got to ask you, because you probably have the coolest title I have ever heard, municipal forester. Can you just explain a little bit to our listeners about what that is and what you do for the city of Henderson as a municipal forester?
Bronson, most people recognize the term forester as being related to the trees and the open forest. So municipal forester is just what it sounds like. I take care of all the trees within the city. So I'm the forester within the city bounds. I oversee approximately 30,000 trees for the city of Henderson. That's in our parks and around our facilities and our trails as well.
I love that. That's so interesting. Preston, we talk a lot about the importance of trees on this podcast. In fact, we just did an episode called Speaking for the Trees with landscape experts from Star Nursery. And we did another episode a while back about protecting Las Vegas's urban forest. It's good to know there are professionals like you out there making sure our cities are protecting their urban forests. I know you work with Henderson's parks and ensure the recreational areas have shade, but you're also working to ensure the city is water smart. The city of Henderson's been doing a lot as a municipal agency to save water. Can you talk about the projects Henderson has completed or is working on to make sure its parks are water smart?
Sure, Crystal. So in 2003 is when the drought really kicked in for everybody. And City of Henderson didn't wait. We started taking out turf at that time, just as a response to being good stewards of our water. So when we looked at the old design of parks, a lot of it was wall-to-wall grass. And that really isn't an effective way to save water. So we started taking non-essential turf out or non-recreational turf out. Between then and now, we've taken out 2.1 million square feet of turf, which is a lot of grass. Now, moving forward, when AB 356 came along, we now know that we need to work smarter and a little bit harder to get the rest of the turf out that's non-essential or non-recreational. So we've selected 50 parks to do turf removals at. We've also selected 20 parks that we're converting the turf from the cool season fescue over to a warm season grass, which is Bermuda. Every time we do one of the turf conversion projects, converting the grass from one to the Bermuda, it's 22 gallons per square foot when we do that. So that's huge. And we don't lose any fields. Our people don't lose any grass or play areas. We want to have places for people to recreate. That's our priority, but we also want to be good stewards of that water. And then the other thing we have, which is really great, is we run a completely computerized automated irrigation system. And we have three irrigation techs that oversee that. They have weather stations planted around the city of Henderson, so they're always getting current data on what the wind is doing, what the heat is, and we water accordingly. Not more, not less, but what the plants need. So that's a big help to us.
Wow, Preston, what a great investment that Henderson is making. I mean, saving water just by going to a different kind of grass, replacing decorative grass that just isn't being used for recreational purposes. And you talked about maintaining that recreational value, you know, and that's something that Henderson is certainly known for. I mean, a lot of people move to Henderson, locate in Henderson because of the trails and the recreational activities that are close by and easily accessible. But I'm just curious, have you seen any other benefits besides reducing water use with the changes that you've made at your facilities?
Bronson, one of the things that always occurs is we try to be that leader within our community. And so we have a lot of people that come in and ask us what we're doing and why we're doing it. And we have that opportunity to provide a little bit of education and let them know that we're not taking all the turf out and that we want to do better. And so we set the example, and then they're able to take that back home into their own homes and make those adjustments and help the community at large. So it's just a really cool thing to watch.
Preston, obviously the city replaced the grass in certain areas to meet the deadline laid out by the law that you mentioned that requires decorative grass to be removed from all commercial, multifamily, HOA, and municipal properties by 2027. But you guys have been proactive in this approach. And you took it a step further and replaced cool season with warm season grass. Can you explain to our listeners why the city of Henderson was so proactive to make these changes?
Henderson's always been a very proactive place, and the city really looks to the future, and not just the future of the city itself, but its residents. And so we want to do what's best by them. So when something needs to get done, like the water conservation, we don't really hesitate. We move forward. We developed a plan right after AB 356 came out. That plan will put us in complete compliance by the end of 26, beginning of 27. So we take it seriously and we want to do our part to save the water.
And City of Henderson has participated in the SNWA's Water Smarts Landscape Rebate Program in order to help offset the costs of doing all these conversions, right?
Correct. So that's been really nice because we worked with SNWA right from the beginning, mapped out all of our park areas, worked with their rebate program. So it's a nice help and assistance for us in the process. It won't pay for everything, but it is definitely a nice assistance to reach that ultimate goal.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Crystal. And thanks for talking through that a little bit, Preston, because, you know, applying for the Water Smart Landscape Rebate Program is really important if you have grass at your property, especially if you're a commercial property, an HOA or a multifamily residential property, and you are required by the end of 2026 to replace that grass with drip irrigated trees and plants. Right now, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has that rebate. It's $3 a square foot in order to make that transition. There are some limitations associated with that. $3 a square foot is for the first 10,000 square feet. And then you get $1.50 beyond that. Got to make sure that you've got the appropriate tree and plant coverage here. That tree canopy being so important to providing the shade over those areas that have been converted now from grass to water efficient landscaping. And I guess we should just clarify before we move on, this law that is associated with replacing non-functional grass, that decorative grass that nobody is walking on it except when they're pushing a lawnmower, that applies to commercial, multifamily, and HOA properties. If you're a homeowner and you have grass at your property, you aren't required to take out that grass, but we encourage you to do that. We encourage you to beautify your landscape. Bring those plants in, especially those flowering plants. The bees and the hummingbirds will thank you for that. So, Preston, is there anything you'd like our listeners to know about with regards to the City of Henderson's water-saving efforts? You've hit on a couple of them, but I'd just like to impart a little bit more information to our listeners on some of the activities that you're doing there. And certainly, you're making these changes at the parks, but you're still able to use the park, right? It's still a functional use of that property, right?
Yeah, Bronson. So at the end of the day, we want people to be able to come to the parks and recreate, whether it's a baseball game, a football game, or playing with a frisbee in an open field. So those areas are not going anywhere. We're not removing all the grass. We will have fully open parks that are recreational. It's just the stuff that you walk on to mow that we're removing. And like I said, we're setting the example for our homeowners. Now, one thing the City of Henderson is doing is you mentioned that the $3 rebate goes down to $150 after 10,000 square feet. The City of Henderson's also applying $1.50 after you reach that 10,000 square foot mark for their commercial properties and HOAs. So we're back up to $3 for City of Henderson. So that's really great. And then the last thing would be, just to give it a little perspective, when we're done in 2026, we will have removed a lot of grass, saving water, 352 acre feet of water. To give you an idea, that's 174 and a half Olympic sized swimming pools that we'll save annually.
And that is impressive. 352 acre feet just by improving the water efficiency at the facilities and properties and parks that are located throughout City of Henderson. I mean, that's water for nearly 700 households or more. So what a great partnership that City of Henderson and the Southern Nevada Water Authority have put forth. Preston, I'm glad that you mentioned that additional $1.50 a square foot. So that is really applicable to any commercial properties that are going through and doing the AB 356 changeouts that are necessary under Nevada law. 30,000 trees. I think we heard 50 parks where you're removing grass, another 20 parks where you're converting that grass to warm season, still functional, still usable for all Henderson residents. Preston, thank you so much for joining us here on the Water Smarts podcast and giving our listeners a little inside look to the effort and commitment and investment that Henderson is making in the water efficiency for our future.
Bronson and Crystal, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to our listeners about the trees and the water. And conservation is everybody's responsibility, so we all need to take a little part in it. And Henderson's doing that in a big way.
Excellent. Thank you, Preston.
Be a water smart hero. Save money using smart technology. Investing in a smart irrigation controller is easier than ever, thanks to the Southern Nevada Water Authority's rebate, which offers 50% off the purchase price up to $100. The smart irrigation clock automatically adjusts your watering schedule when the weather changes. So when it rains, your smart controller will do the work and shut the water off for you. And you're in control with your smart device, making it easy to change your watering schedule and follow Southern Nevada's seasonal watering restrictions. Be water smart. Update your irrigation controller today and start saving water and money. For more details, visit snwa.com. SNWA is a not-for-profit water agency.
Well, Crystal, it was a short interview, but boy, did we pack in a lot of information there. I love hearing what the City of Henderson is doing over there to conserve water.
I know. And, you know, we didn't record this part, but off recording, you were talking about how wonderful Henderson looks. And I feel the same way when I go over there. And I live in Summerlin, and Summerlin is beautiful, too. And all areas of town are making great improvements. Everybody's pulling together and doing their part. Yeah. But Henderson is, it's just an older area of town, not all of it, but a lot of it. And they have those big established old trees. And I wish we had more of that on our side of town.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I'm a West Side guy too. Grew up over there, Spring Valley, ride or die, if you ask me. But I love to go over and visit Henderson. And you're absolutely right. I'm always impressed with the parks that they have, the amenities that they have. And, you know, that's why it was one of the fastest growing cities in the United States, right alongside Las Vegas for many, many years. They've done a great job providing amenities to their residents. So everybody out there in Henderson, follow the city of Henderson's example and make sure that you are being water smart. Replace that useless grass, report that water waste when you see it. And of course, follow the seasonal watering restrictions, especially as we ramp up here into summer. You don't need to change that sprinkler clock right away. You can add your watering days as the temperature increases. That'll help you manage your water bill just a little bit more and ensure that your plants stay healthy and thrive. Well, that's it for this episode here on the Water Smarts Podcast. We hope you subscribe and listen next time. If you have a question, feel free to reach out to us. You can get us at watersmarts@snwa.com. That's watersmarts@snwa.com. Or go to the contact page on the Southern Nevada Water Authority's website, snwa.com. We'll get back with you and give you an answer. We might even read your question on the air for our next podcast. Thanks for listening, and we hope you join us here next time on Water Smarts.